नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय I'm reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 2, entitled The Dynasty of the Sons of Manu, text number 25. These next number of verses do not have purports. There's a small purport in one of the verses, so we're going to just finish up the whole chapter and come back to that short purport. So I'll just read these verses. Text number 25. The son of Vivingshati was Ramba, whose son was the great and religious king Kaninetra. O king, the son of Kaninetra was King Karandam. From Karandama came a son named Avikshit, and from Avikshit a son named Maruta, who was the emperor. The great mystic Sangvarta and the son of Angira engaged Maruta in performing a sacrifice. The sacrificial paraphernalia of King Maruta was extremely beautiful, for everything was made of gold. Indeed, no other sacrifice could compare to his. I'm just going to finish out the whole chapter, and then we'll come back to text number 28. Translation. In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somarasa. The brahmanas received ample contributions, and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who controlled the winds offered foodstuffs, and the Vishvadevas were members of the assembly. Text 29. Maruta's son was Dhamma. Dhamma's son was Rajavardhan. Rajavardhan's son was Sudriti, and his son was Nara. The son of Nara was Kevala, and his son was Dundumun, whose son was Vegavan, and Vegavan's son was Buddha, and Buddha's son was Trinabindu, who became the king of this earth. The best of the Apsaras, the highly qualified girl named Alambusha, accepted the similarly qualified Trinabindu as her husband. She gave birth to a few sons and a daughter known as Ilavila. Translation. After the great saint Vishrava, the master of mystic yoga, received absolute knowledge from his father, he begot in the womb of Ilavila, the greatly celebrated son known as Kuvera, the giver of money. Trinabindu had three sons named Vishal, Sunyabandhu, and Dumraketu. Among these three, Vishal created a dynasty and constructed a palace called Vaishali. The son of Vishal was known as Hemachandra. His son was Dumraksha, and his son was Sangyama, whose sons were Devaja and Krishasva. And finally, the last verse. The son of Krishasva was Somadatta, who performed Ashwamedha sacrifices and thus satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. By worshipping the Supreme Lord, he achieved the most exalted post, a residence on the planet to which great mystic yogis are elevated. The son of Somadatta was Sumati, whose son was Janmajaya. All these kings appearing in the dynasty of Vishal properly maintained the celebrated position of King Trinabindu. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 2nd chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasties of the Sons of Manu. So we'll come back to text number 28. Amadyad Indra Somena Dakshinabhir Dvijataya Marutaha Pariveshtaro Vishvedeva Sabhasadaha Amadyadindraksomena Amadyadindraksomena Dakshinabhirdvijataya Marutak Pariveshtaro Vishvedeva Shabhasadaha Amadyarindraksomena Dakshinabhirdvijataya Marutak Parivestaro Vishvedevakshabhasada. Amajarendaksomena. Marutak Parivestaro. Vishvadeva Shabhasadaha Amadak Indriksomena Dakshina Hirdvijataya Marutak Parivishtaro Vishvadeva Shabhasadaha Amadyarindraksomena Dakshinabhirdvijataya Marutak Pariveshtaro Vishvadevakshava. Ladies, Dakshinabhirdvijataya Marutak Pariveshtaro Shvadhevakshabhasadaha Amadyakindrasumena Dakshinabhirdvijataya Amadyat became intoxicated. Indraha, the King of Heaven, Lord Indra. Somena, by drinking the intoxicant Soma Ras. Dakshinabhihi, by receiving sufficient contributions. Dvijataya, the Brahminical group. Maruta, the heirs. Parivestaraha, offering the foodstuffs. Vishvedeva, universal demigods. Shabhasadaha, members of the assembly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of Soma Ras. The Brahmanas received ample contributions and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who controlled the winds offered foodstuffs, and the Vishvadevas were members of the assembly. Purport. Because of the yajna performed by Maruta, Everyone was pleased, especially the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Brahmanas are interested in receiving contributions as priests, and Kshatriyas are interested in drinking. All of them, therefore, were satisfied with their different engagements. Om Agyanati Midandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Venima. Pam Guru Divachalam Pangam Langaya Tegirim Yatkipatam Maham Vande Sri Guru Dina Tarunam. This in no way condones going out and trying to collect a bunch of donations for yourself or go out and have a drink and imagine that you're some Kshatriya or Brahmin. But it's a very instructive purport, although it's very short. Srila Prabhupada makes some most important point here, and that is a sacrifice. This whole chapter is pretty much it discusses quite a bit about performing sacrifice. And as we heard previously, the Brahmins have certain prescribed duties, patan patan yatan yajan, that not only to become learned and to teach, but to also engage in a sacrifice and to instruct others how to perform yajñas. And because it's a natural inclination, it's part of their nature, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, jnanam vijnanam astikyam, brahma karma svabhavajam astikyam, religiousness, religiosity. Religion implies that there has to be a priest. Typically, it's done by a priest. All right, we don't invite a carpenter or a plumber to come in and perform a yajna. Although, as Vaishnavas, we're qualified. Vaishnava means, of course, he's above above the social norms, social normal duties that are there for Kshatriyas or Vaishyas or Shudras or Brahmanas. But still, the point is that what we're discussing here is the qualities of Brahmins and the purpose of sacrifice and the importance of it. Because, again, Krishna has made a very nice system, Chatur Varna Mayashish Tam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, that there are social orders, both spiritual and social, that are there to safeguard the normal functions or the safe functions of society. When those norms are not there, then all of us, there's all sorts of trouble, as we see in the modern society, as so many unqualified persons are doing so many things. They're in positions of leadership or whatever. They're not really qualified. And as a result, there's so many difficulties in society. But again, here, we're talking about specifically sacrifice and the need for sacrifice in society in order for everyone to become satisfied. Everyone has to follow their prescribed duties and their nature. As Srila Prabhupada points out here, the Brahmanas were especially pleased or interested in receiving contributions as priests. Their duty as priests is to oversee religious functions and Typically, they're given some dakshin for their maintenance. Not that they need to necessarily keep a giant bank balance or go from door-to-door knocking on doors to solicit yajñas and whatever else comes along with it. No. The idea is that they're teaching, they're learned, they're showing how to perform sacrifice, performing sacrifice themselves, and they take charity. And they also give. It's not, again, that they're stocking giant mountains of gold someplace. As a matter of fact, we read in the Mahabharata how, was it the Pandavas were sent out to collect mountains of wealth for the Rajasuya Yajna, and it was found in different places there were mountains of wealth. It's not that people were digging some underground tunnel and hiding it all away in some Fort Knox underground. No, it was readily available. And of course, all these natural necessities of life, basic needs of society, of living, of existence, are provided for, as Krishna explains later on, and we'll discuss that. But the point is that the Brahmins were there, and they were instructing, giving good instruction, taking charity, and then distributing it freely. And Śrīla Prabhupāda makes another point here how the Kshatriyas are interested in drinking. The Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita, Sauryam Teja Dhritir Dhaksham, that the Kshatriyas have a certain nature, heroism, power, determination. Ahyudye, they're very ready for a battle. Expert, daksham, they're very resourceful. When they need to, they make changes in management. That sometimes has to be there. Somebody has to keep the ball rolling, so to speak. And the Kshatriyas are there for that purpose. And so their nature is that they need a little push, right? Just like you see in the mundane movies, the heroes or the warriors, they have to take a drink before they get out to battle. So there's that facility is offered. Because it's part of their nature. It's required to fight. It's required to show some sort of determination, heroism. Unfortunately, in present society, there's no Kshatriyas or qualified persons to give that leadership. This doesn't, again, condone our leaders to go out and, as we find in scandals throughout the society, how CIA agents or whoever, DEA agents, they're caught someplace in some bar intoxicated with prostitutes and everything else. Not that sort of Kshatriyas, obviously. But so there's a danger. Even the Yadus, isn't it? They were, they also became intoxicated, or they partook in some intoxication and ended up killing each other. Of course, that was the Lord's plan. But again, the point again goes back to sacrifice and how it has to be performed. Yagyartart kamano yatra, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. If sacrifice, and again, there's all sorts of different kinds of sacrifices. People are sacrificing for their animals, they're sacrificing for their society, they're sacrificing for their family members, or they're sacrificing to gain some mystic power or some wealth or whatever. So there are so many different types of sacrifices, certainly. But real sacrifice, as given to us by the Jagjheswar, the Lord of all sacrifices, is the sacrifice of Sankirtan, of the process of Krishna consciousness. Yagyartart kamano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Otherwise, whatever sacrifices or whatever work you're doing, it's actually entangling. Instead of producing that which we really want from it, from that work, it's the opposite. One becomes entangled. And Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that sacrifice is meant to make one happy. That's the purpose of it. And the Lord has given that process specifically to make the living beings happy. But so that's proof that a sacrifice is necessary, and if it's performed correctly, one experiences a happiness. But it's, as we see in modern society, it's quite the opposite. Instead of achieving the desirable things in life, people are working so hard, they're making so many sacrifices, and nothing is nothing to show. Right? At the end of life, they're 70, 80, whatever. Everything's taken away by governments through mismanagement, through taxation, through one cheating idea or another. So they're working their whole lives, but for what? Really, actually, nothing. Nothing to show. But the Lord has given, if we follow His system, and that means sacrifice for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Otherwise, there's really no purpose to it. There's no purpose. There's no benefit to that hard work. And sacrifice has to be performed, right? Krishna explains that again. Yajna karma. What is that? Yajna dhana tapak karma. That sacrifice, austerity, penance. These things, they need to be performed. It's not that, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't, or I'll do it whenever I want to, or I'll put it on hold for a while. No, it's something that needs to be a part of one's life. It's a regular function. It's a regular aspect of one's everyday life. And that sacrifice, charity, and penance, again, it's so important because it purifies one. And that's the purpose. We're trying to become happy, but certainly that's a benefit, but we're thinking of purification. Purification has to be there. Otherwise, again, whatever works we're doing in this world, it's constantly entangling us. And every day, we're, whether it's what we're eating or what we're speaking or what we're working, all these activities, they're entangling. And unless one is engaged in some sort of act to purify oneself, the end result is misery and repetition of birth and death. One has to come back into this world because of what we've done. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is so vital and it's so important because by offering that work, whatever it may be, whether it's as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, because it's offered to Krishna, Vedam Pavitram Omkara, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that he's the supreme purifier. By offering it to Krishna, one becomes purified, and that's the purpose. Suta Goswami also tells the sages that Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para, what is it? Para Maka. That it's the purpose of sacrifice is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, is to please Krishna, Vishnu. There's no other purpose. So we're reading here how the how important sacrifice was in Vedic society. How everyone becomes satisfied, whether it be the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, the general mass of people. And in this way, society is quite peaceful, and good progeny is produced, and society goes on in a very wonderful way, considering that we're still in this material world full of birth, death, old age, and disease. So despite the fact that we all have to die, get old, get diseased, one can still live within this world I guess you can say sort of comfortable. There's no harm in that. But again, the point is that the work is should be done as an offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that means Jagyavai Vishnu. Specifically, in this day and age, it's the chanting of the holy names and the process of Sankirtan, preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. This will actually provide whatever people need in society. We don't have to be worried for our maintenance. We don't have to be worried for our health, or we don't have to be worried about what the future has in store. If one simply focuses on this principle of working for Krishna, then Krishna gives the intelligence. He provides whatever is necessary for one's maintenance and happiness in this world. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Hi, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Okay, so we have to read the chapter somewhere.